Yesterday on this program, we asked four musicians each to name an artist they are thankful for, and we heard a chain of gratitude. Starting with Shoshana Bean, who thanked her idol and friend, Brian McKnight.
B, I just will never be able to express my gratitude for the opportunities you gave me.
There's a guitar player, Isaiah Sharkey. He is one of the greatest musicians that I've ever heard or been around.
I am actually thankful for Aniba Hotep. She is absolutely incredible.
I'm a huge fan of Leanne LaHavis. Thank you for sharing who you are with the world, and thank you for inspiring me to continue to do the same.
And then we asked you to tell us the artists you're thankful for this year.
Hard times when I'm gonna need somebody to hold me tight and tell me I'm strong.
Some of you mentioned this band from Boston, Lake Street Dive. We also heard votes for California rapper Anderson .Paak.
You know I hit it almost every time and then I miss one. How we gonna get ourselves up out of this one? Hard to get up from this like Sonny Liston. Feel like a Zay and Lambie with the Pistons.
Claire Swindell from Tallahassee, Florida, gave us two reasons she's thankful for Brandi Carlile.
Girl, you can slam the door behind you. It ain't never gonna close.
First, she says, Carlile supports up-and-coming artists. Second, there's the message in Carlile's new album, By the Way, I Forgive You.
It's all about the power of saying the things that aren't easy and reaching out and forgiving people even when that's kind of a hard thing to do.
For Dallas Lynn Miller of Portland, Oregon, it's all about Lizzo. He says the alternative hip-hop musician has helped him through some tough times.
The message in there is all about taking care of yourself, and I like to say it's about filling your own cup first.
Love you so, but if you don't, I have to leave.
I look up to someone like her that has a message where it's just so powerful and inspiring for everyone to have fun and love who you are and embrace who you are. So I would want to thank her for being a voice for everyone.
Finally, Samantha Wood told us she's thankful for some musicians you may not have heard of yet. She directs Art Space, a community arts center in Greenfield, Massachusetts. She's grateful for the students who take lessons there.
Especially the youngest ones who practice and quietly work away and sometimes never understand the beauty that they're contributing to our community until they come together and play in a group for a concert.
That's the Imperial March, usually heard when Darth Vader's around. On so many cellos, it has never sounded quite so ominous and yet so full of promise. Thanks to everyone who wrote in to tell us about the musicians that make you feel thankful.